This conference is being recorded.
Hello, this is Donna. Is anybody there?
Hi.
Yep. Okay,
hi, Donna. This is Judy.
Hi, Judy. I'm so glad you made it.
Yes.
Hello, Donna. We have a noise.
Hi, Minerva. I know that there's a lot of folks. We're hearing a lot of... Oh, hi, Wayne.
Good.
I'm glad you're here. We have a
hi,
lot
Donna.
Of...
Hi.
Oh, excuse me.
Hi. Go ahead.
It's Caroline. And Wayne, thank you for calling.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes.
Well,
this is Rose.
Hi, Rose. Oh, I'm glad you're on there, too.
Hey,
I know we're going to have a real good time tonight, and if I don't get all your names, I would sure like for you to email me and tell me what you think of the class, and also, if any of you have had any experience on our website looking around for things or trying to do anything on there. I know some of you don't have computers. Of you who do have computers or who have gone to the website at the at your library, please let me know what you think of it, because we are, the Heart Center community is trying to update their website and make it as comfortable and easy for people to use as possible. And we have people have a lot of different ideas, or people that don't like it, or people that do like it, or people that say it's too complicated. And so we would just like to hear from you. So any of you that are able to, either call me or send me an email and tell me what you think of it. Okay, we're going to get started if we want to cover as much material as possible. And I want to introduce you all tonight in a moment to a good friend of mine. His name is Wayne. And very talented guy, I think. He writes. He does the Sun Examiner. He has studied the sun, and, let's see. What should I tell you about? He has an amazing testimony to share with you tonight of how he was healed from leukemia. Now, I'd like to mention here that we know of two cosmic beings named Helios and Vesta who are responsible for the sun of our planet. They've given dictations to David Lewis, and one day soon we will hear from them on this class, and Wayne works closely with them. Are you still there?
Yeah, uh-huh. I am.
Okay, I heard a phone ringing.
I do too.
If anybody has a phone ringing, please be sure and answer it. Well, I think I'm going to mute you now, and you can unmute yourself by pressing star when it comes time to share, and I'll let you know when that time is. But right now,
I get a crashing sound in the background besides the phone ringing.
Okay, let me see if I can mute and if that'll be any better. Hold on a minute here.
Okay.
Okay. I have muted everything. Now, if you still hear these sounds, I want you to hit star 6. Somebody hit star 6 and tell me if you can or cannot hear me, if there's a problem, and we'll do this all again. So if there's any problem, hit star 6. Okay. Hopefully, this is going to work. But if you have any problems and you can't hear me, or you can't hear Wayne, he's going to speak loudly, then I want you to hit star 6. Now, just briefly, before Wayne comes on, I want to tell you a little bit about myself, because we have new people coming on here every time we have a class. My name is Donna Korth. I'm a retired public health nurse, and I now own a health food store. I live in Sulphur Springs, Texas, and I've been with a group called the Heart Center Community since 2005. Currently, I am the team leader for the HeartShare team, which puts on these free classes at least once a month. Sometimes we have a repeat of the class if there are people that couldn't get on or would still like to hear it again, something like that. Tonight, we're trying to record it, and it, as far as I know, it's being recorded. At least it was confirmed to me by the automated operator. So I would love to hear from you at any time that you would like to call me, and I know Wayne would also, he also has a free class that maybe he will mention. And we require prayer warriors among you, people who will pray for healing, abundance, and other challenges that we have, people that will pray for, help us pray for each other. And if any of you would like to be a certified prayer warrior, well, not certified, but listed down so we know we can call on you, please email me and let me know. And again, any of you that come on, I would love to hear what you think about our website and what you like about it and what you don't like about it if you have gone there. So I know we have a lot of people on here. We won't have time for me to get all your names and recognize all of you. And we are muted right now in case you're trying to talk to me. And again, if you would like to talk to me, just hit *6. But we will give you an opportunity to do that later when we have questions and answers or opportunities to share any of your experiences. So right now, I want to introduce Wayne again. Wayne, are you there? If you're there, go ahead and hit *6 and share your testimony with everybody tonight.
I'm here.
Good. Go ahead.
Am I loud enough for you?
Yeah, I think you're loud enough.
Okay. So I just want to tell everyone about my experience with the Sun Yoga. About 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. And at first, I was very worried about it. And I didn't want to take the radiation and chemotherapy. So I did a lot of research on alternative therapies. And I tried many, many remedies. At one point, I was taking 43 different herbal and formulas and supplements, and I didn't see any consistent effect in any of these remedies. In other words, my blood count didn't go down consistently. I was taking a blood test every month, and I would see a slight drop 1 month, but the next month it would go back up. And then I heard about sun gazing, and I tried that, and it was extremely difficult for me to begin sun gazing because I had an intense fear of the sun for two reasons. One is when I was about 9 years old, I foolishly looked at a solar eclipse through a telescope, and I burned the retina in my right eye, and it was scarred. Every time I went to the eye doctor, they'd say, "Scar your retina." So I was afraid of the sun for that reason, and also the dermatologist told me that I was very prone to skin cancer. So I would always stay in the shade or wear clothes on the beach. So I didn't sunbathe either. So I was more afraid of the leukemia than any damage from the sun, so I started sun gazing. And within a few weeks, what I noticed was that I was no longer worried about my leukemia. And I would go for months without getting a blood test. And, well, the first year, I still got monthly tests. And what I noticed, every month, the blood count went down gradually until it reached a normal level. And it's been pretty much at the normal level for the last 5 years. But after the first year of sun gazing, after the first few weeks, I no longer had any fear of dying. And that's what people really notice about sun gazing is that their mental health is what improves first, then their physical health. So I continued sun gazing. I gradually added 10 seconds a day over about a year and a half until I reached 45 minutes. Then I gradually went down to 15 minutes, and I've been 15 minutes a day since then. And besides the mental and physical health benefits, I also noticed a profound spiritual benefit. And I researched that, after 3 years of research, I wrote a book called The Solution, Laying the Foundation for a Solar Civilization. And one of the people that I researched the most is Omron Mikhail Ivanov. And I have a teleconference class twice a month on the first and third Sunday of the month. And if people would like to join that, find out more about the spiritual aspects of the sun, they can call this number, 218-339-4600. And the access code is 433-673-POUND.
Could you repeat that?
Okay, 218-339-4600. And 433-673. And I also have a website called suncenterofphoenix.com where I have about 10 or 11 issues of my Sun Gazette newsletter where I have various articles by myself and others about the more spiritual aspects of the sun, and also articles about the basics of sun gazing and advanced sun gazing techniques. I'm also a reporter for Examiner.com, and I'm an expert in alternative religions, and I talk about solar religions and the heart center and similar movements like the I Am activity. So you can go to Examiner.com and just search for my name, and you'll find my webpage there.
Wayne, so, could you mention the best times of the day when you sun gaze and how it starts?
Well, I think the best thing to do would be to refer people to the Heart Center website.
Okay.
Those who have a computer, Heart Center website has sun gazing basics under spiritual teaching in the main menu. But for those who don't have a computer, in a nutshell, what you do is sun gaze, wait about it. You don't want to go more than an hour after sunrise, otherwise the sun will be too intense. And for sunbathing, you want to sunbathe in the early morning, like before 10:30. And you just gradually increase, like for sun gazing, you add 10 seconds a day. For sunbathing, you add 5 minutes a day, so about 45 minutes. And also with sun gazing, about 45 minutes. Then you gradually go down to 15 minutes. Like you reduce it 1 minute a day, so you back down to 15. And for people in the cold climate, like this fall, you can either sun gaze with socks, wool socks, because it's preferable to sun gaze barefoot on bare ground. And wearing wool socks is almost barefoot. But if even that is too cold, then you can sun gaze indoors through a window that doesn't have UV protection.
And you do it with glasses on.
Yeah, you should also sun gaze with your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no glasses. But contacts are okay.
Oh, that's good. I sun gaze every morning. I just do it for a few minutes. I go out and honor the sun and hold my hands up and send the light back to the sun, and I can feel the sun entering my solar plexus like a figure eight. The sun gives me light and I send light back to it in appreciation. Learn to sun gaze through Wayne. He's been
I'll be giving a course through the Heart Center, Naval University, next September. is called Solar Health and Solar Wealth. And it'll be mostly about solar health. And I think it'll be 1 week we'll discuss solar wealth. And what I would like to tell people about it right now is that the main technique for solar health is to visualize healing and affirm healing to whatever organ or part of your body that needs healing while you are sun gazing. Very important to use visualization and affirmation along with the sun gazing. And for solar wealth, you would express gratitude to the sun and to God and the sun behind the sun. And I've been practicing expressing gratitude for the last week or so. And just the other day, I bought, looking into an office, told me I was getting a $2,000 raise. So this technique does work.
Yeah.
And I'll be talking more about it in detail this September through the Mary University course.
Great.
And also, I want to say that there'll be four masters who are sponsoring this course. They are Omam, Surya, Helios, and Hermes. So it should be a very interesting course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to it.
That is exciting. I just wanted to mention to everybody, so many people are afraid to look at the sun, and you shouldn't ever look at it after the first, 45 minutes after it's come up?
Well, I tell people to try to look at it right at the break of dawn, because it's not only because it's least intense at that time, but also because the prana is most intense right at the break of dawn.
The prana, that's the Holy Spirit, and that's the
but if you can't do it at the break of dawn and say you're in a valley and the sun comes over the mountain 1 hour after sunrise, that would be the maximum time after sunrise that you can sundo.
Right. You can do it in as little as 5 or 10 minutes, or you can do it as Wayne did it and got well from his leukemia. And he gradually got up to 45 minutes, is that right, he said?
Uh-huh.
And then now you're down to, you do it about 15 minutes?
Right.
Good. There's some wonderful information, as he mentioned, on our website. Under spiritual, what's the menu?
I wish I had the computer in front of me.
I think it's spiritual something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's called Sun Yoga, and I just heard last night that we have more hits on Sun Yoga than anything else on our computer. So people are eager to learn about it, and it is safe. And I just went to my ophthalmologist day before yesterday, checked my eyes, and they were better than they had ever been.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to mention. I've had my eyes examined 3 times. Since I started sun gazing. And each time the ophthalmologist said that I needed a reconstruction. And last time I asked, do you see any scar tissue in my right retina? And he said, no, completely normal.
And that's amazing because scar tissue just doesn't go away. So that is a miracle. Well, thank you, Wayne. This is very, very helpful, and I know if any of you have any questions, feel free to contact me. I'll put you in touch with Wayne. I know he would be very happy to answer any of your questions. I'm going to try to mute the entry exit tone, so hold on a second. Okay, Wayne, as I said, has a class, and if you would like more information, just email me unless you got that number he gave you. If not, just email me and I'll put you in touch with Wayne. Tonight we're going to go through a dictation by Lady Master Claire DeLee, who ascended on October 15, 2009. Soon after her ascension, she came to David Lewis, and he had no idea when or if or what, but she came to him and began to speak to him. In fact, she has given him 33 different messages, which she said needed to be printed, and they are outstanding. They are unique, and you can tell they're from her. Tonight you're going to hear her share with us how to victoriously overcome the challenges and the storms of life that we all go through. Now, some of you knew her as Elizabeth Clare Prophet when she was the spiritual messenger for Summit Lighthouse, and many of us at that time, we called her Mother or Guru Ma. I know you all have different backgrounds, and we don't want anyone tonight to feel uncomfortable, so you can just listen if you prefer. We'd be happy to hear from you if you have a comment. We limit our comments or questions to just a couple of minutes, if possible, so we can get through the whole study. We're going to begin right now with some short prayer mantras and songs to protect us and to set the stage for the rest of this class. Now, if Barbara is there, Barbara, if you happen to be there, I would like to ask you to give an opening prayer or an opening invocation. Just hit star 6. Hello?
Donna, I'm here.
Okay, great. Would you give the opening invocation for us and just also thank God for Wayne?
Yes. We call to beloved Helios and Vesta and to Hermes and all the heavenly sponsors of Wayne's Burden, and we are grateful for their wonderful teachings on Sun Yoga. Help us put this to good use in our own lives and understand that all life, all energy comes from the sun. We are so happy to have this understanding, and help us to find practical ways to use it on a regular basis for the benefit of all mankind as we work towards a solar civilization for all of us. We call now to beloved Claire DeLee to overshadow us, to be with us, to guide us, and to move our hearts as we listen to her message this night. We call for your protection, Archangel Michael, to guard us from all untoward thoughts, from all energy that would distract or disturb us in any way. And we thank you for this time together. Help us to work together as a community of hearts, bringing love and peace and joy into the world. In the name I am that I am. Amen.
Amen. Tonight we're going to do a brief little breathing exercise.
Donna?
Hello?
Donna?
Yeah,
it sounds like garbly voices in the background.
Okay, let me see if
maybe it's my phone, but it did it last time too, especially when they were doing the new David thing. I could hardly hear his voice.
Okay. I'm going to switch to mine.
I can hear it now. It sounds like little voices on a tape recorder.
Ah.
So
okay.
I'm going to mute it back now.
All right. Good.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to switch to my speakerphone, and if it still is doing this, let me know.
I hope you can all hear me. What I'm going to do now is lead you in this breathing exercise. And what I want you to do, and by the way, if anybody is having problems hearing, I can switch to a different phone. But we'll try the speaker phone, and if that works, then good. But if you're having problems, hit star 6 and tell me. I appreciate that. Okay. What I want you to do is to mentally count to 8 as you breathe in. And then you're going to count to 8 as you hold your breath. Then you will count to 8 as you breathe out. And lastly, you will count to eight as you hold your breath out. This is a simple form of what we call pranayama, or breathing with the Holy Spirit. If you consider your breath as a gift and a part of the Holy Spirit, it becomes so, and you will be energized, and you will be focused, and you will be uplifted, and you will be more joyful. See your breath as a million violet flame light beams spiraling into your body, energizing and increasing your light as it goes into every cell and goes forth on the out breath to energize the world. I hope can somebody hit star 6 and tell me if this is okay, if you're hearing me?
You sound fine.
You sound like, oh, good. Okay, I'll continue then. Thank you. Just hit star 6 again to get out. Okay, here we go. I see your breath as a million violet flame light beams spiraling into your body, energizing and increasing your light as it goes into every cell and it goes forth on the out-breath to energize the world. The violet laser light, or the violet flame light, is the color and the presence of your Holy Spirit. Okay, here we go. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold it in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hold it out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We'll do this again and we'll say, I am Alpha and Omega. That's the count of eight again, so here we go. Breathe in, am Alpha and Omega. Hold it in, am Alpha and Omega. Breathe out, am Alpha and Omega. Hold it out, am Alpha and Omega. Now we're going to do it one last time to the Holy Spirit. And this, I want you to breathe in with my first sentence, hold it in with my second sentence, breathe out with my third sentence, and hold it out with my fourth sentence. I breathe in my Holy Spirit. I absorb all of her merit. I breathe out her light to the world. Breathe the light out. Now hold it out. I am seeing God's love unfurl. Just visualize the breath that you breathe out is a powerful light enveloping the world in love. Now we're going to meditate as we sing Thank You. Now this is page 121 of your songbook. And those of you who have emails got this today, because I was a little late in getting it figured out, so you didn't get it in the mail if you have, if you got letters in the mail and you don't have a computer. But listen to the song and meditate on it, and I think you will truly enjoy it. Oh, actually, we're not going to sing this, thank you first. We're going to sing to the, we're going to do our tube of light in a little song that is sung by some children that I think will really bless you. So just listen to it and meditate.
My shoulder presence.
we're going to do now is call on Archangel Michael for his protection. This is very easy to do. And he has said, call to us, the archangels, at any and all hours of the day and night. So what we're going to say together now is, Archangel Michael, thank you for correcting us, directing us, perfecting us, and protecting us. Now those four main words are in alphabetical order. Correcting, directing, perfecting, and protecting. So try to remember them and say this with me. We're going to say it three times, and at the end we're going to say, thank you, we are grateful, and we will say that three times, and that will be at the end of all of it. So here we go. You'll only be able to hear me. Archangel Michael, thank you for correcting us, directing us, perfecting us, and protecting us. Archangel Michael, thank you for correcting us, directing us, perfecting us, and protecting us. Archangel Michael, thank you for correcting us, directing us, perfecting us, and protecting us. Thank you, we are grateful. Thank you, we are grateful. Thank you, we are grateful. Now we're going to sing the thank you song, and if you have a songbook, it's on page 121 of your songbook. It's a new song, so you may not have it. And if you got the song as an email tonight, I hope you have downloaded it and you can sing it with us. I will go get it right now. Okay, here we go.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. So began the famous novel that many of you are familiar with. This same statement to be affirmed about nearly every age of life upon earth. For there is always, from the two-eyed vision of man, the opportunity to see things as either good or bad, as either deified or evil. From the Ascended Master's viewpoint, things are as they are, and yet through single-eyed vision, you may always choose to hold the perfection of the present moment within the purview of your presence, who sees immaculately.
Okay, we'll stop for just a minute, and let me ask, what is an example of seeing something bad that could be seen as good in our daily lives? Well, I might mention one thing here. We have karma, and we are put together in our lifetimes with those people with whom we need to work out the karma. And other people are put with us to work out their karma. So even though it's maybe rough writing, because maybe we are married to somebody or we have a child that gave us a pretty bad time in a previous lifetime and they have to work things out with us, or we have to work things out with them, it can be good because it can be done, finished, and over with. Another example of seeing something bad is I've had challenges to my health for many years. Some of the things I've had to deal with were allergies, diverticulitis, arthritic problems, fatigue, insomnia, low blood sugar, constipation, indigestion, kidney stones, infections, etc. They have come and they have gone. But because I had these problems and I could not get reliable help from my doctor, even though I am a nurse, I began to study alternative health. This led to purchasing a health food store. Every time I went through a physical challenge, I would pray and study what to do. As soon as I recovered, I would be inundated, amazingly, with calls from people, customers, people when I was in the health department, people at my store, that were going through exactly what I had just recovered from. I'm just amazed it was always that exact situation, and I knew by that time what to do. I wouldn't get calls, I never had any calls from anybody with kidney stones, for instance, until after I went through it. And right after I went through it, I had to help two or three people that were having the same problem. And I thank my Father, Mother, God for watching over me and using me at the right time. Now, I did not like going through those kidney stones. I did not like having to learn how to eat different ways. But it was a blessing, and it's been a blessing to other people. Do any of you have experiences that you're aware of? Think about it and write these down if you think of them. Or if you'd like, any of you would like to take 2 minutes and share, feel free to hit *6. You can see these challenges as good, and you can thank God for them. I think something that has also been invaluable to me is to learn to thank each part of my body for the hard work it has done. I start at the top of my head now, and I thank my brain. I thank my teeth. I thank my sinuses. I thank my throat and my vocal cords. I thank my heart, and I go all the way down thanking these things. I can feel my body respond when I do that. Another thought regarding some of the challenges we have. What about the way you talk to yourself daily? Do you say things like, "What's wrong with me? Why did I do that again? Or why can't I remember her name? Or why did I mouth off to him? Or I don't know why I keep eating that stuff. I know it's not good for me. Oh dear, I screwed up again." Stop and think, what happens to you to your body, yourself, your soul, when you talk to yourself that way? Does that improve your confidence? I'm giving you these things to think about. And now we will go on and hear a little bit more of what Elizabeth Clare Prophet has to say.
This conscious choice brings you out of duality into a heightened awareness of spiritual light and resonance that is beyond the alternating current of human thought and feeling, where the storms of life play upon your mental and emotional bodies.
So, what is duality? Does anybody, do any of the HeartShare team members who may have studied this a little bit have any ideas on how to explain what duality is or double-eyed vision? If you do, please hit star 6 and share with us. Okay, let me just mention, duality is a hard thing to understand. We live in it all the time, and to not live in duality is even harder to understand. Not living in duality is when you realize that any time any other soul on this whole planet is injured, you are injured too, because we are all one. We are all like cells in the body of God.
And Donna?
Yes.
This is Barbara.
Oh, good.
May I interject a comment?
Please do.
I have been reading a really interesting book called The Divine Matrix. And it's basically about quantum physics. And the way it describes duality is that we are both observers of and creators of our own reality. So we're watching things happen while we're in it. It's like being in a play and watching a play at the same time, which is one of the analogies that they use in this book. But when we become more and more aware that we create our own reality while we're watching life happen all around us, you know, we realize that we're the creators too. It's a very, from the human point of view, it's real hard to wrap your mind around that. But from the spiritual point of view, when you think of life as energy, it makes sense, or at least it did to me when I was reading it. It sounded very plausible, and quantum physics has different language, of course, that it uses to describe all this stuff, but that's basically it.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah, anyway, it's pretty cool.
We're all part of that same energy, and that's why when one part of us is injured, we are all affected.
The
single-eyed vision is seeing everything as one, the perfect heavenly vision, in which there is no evil in heaven or in God, because there are no secrets. We are translucent, and we are one with God. Oh, excuse me, I just dropped something here. We are all one with God and with all souls. So we are to begin to see things now as immaculate, as perfect, as part of God, as one with God, as part of God, realizing that every time another part of us, as I said, is hurting, we are hurt. Now, it's hard to see some people immaculately, but remember this, our soul is immaculate. Our soul may be fearful, it may be hiding somewhere because we ignore it. Our soul is our conscious, our conscientiousness, that little person that's talks in your head and says, you shouldn't do that. And when we ignore that, our soul is the one that starts with doing that. And when we ignore it, our soul may just simply go hibernate somewhere within us. Our soul is the only part of us that remains when we die. So treat your soul well. Now we'll go back to Elizabeth Clare Prophet again.
To your detriment. Those who abide within the space of love, always attempting to demonstrate and emanate the Beatitudes of God, can weather the ups and downs of life in the human domain. It is through a spirit of cooperation with heaven that you can avoid the pitfalls of too much attention upon the down or shadow side of life that blinds you from observing and accentuating the silver or crystal lining that is always within every cloud.
Okay, how do we cooperate with heaven? That is the big question for many, many people who do not know yet how to meditate and talk with their Father, Mother, God. The Father, Mother, God, I think, was described in Proverbs 18:24. Where it says, there is a friend that sticketh closer to you than your brother. Now, who could stick closer to you than a brother, according to the psalmist, the person that wrote Psalms? The brother was the closest thing at that time. Your brother and your sister were the ones you were devoted to. The only thing I know of that can stick closer than a brother is your Father, Mother, God, your Christ self, and of course your soul, which is already within you. They stick as closer than a brother as long as you stay in tune with them. So she mentions, what attitude do you want to be? Do you want to have an attitude of success, of service to others, of compassion, of joy? Then it depends on the Beatitudes, the attitude you want to have. And you must learn to change your internal language to yourself. You must learn to speak to yourself in love. So, what are some things we can do to speak to ourselves in love? When your body has done a good job of digesting all day, thank it. When your body gives you hints and warnings about what you shouldn't be doing to it, thank it. Talk to it. Compliment yourself when you do well. Have loving indifference towards the people that may try to put you down. Stay close to yourself, your higher self, by daily meditation and thanksgiving. Does anybody have any other ideas or suggestions? Things that have worked for them on having a good being attitude? If you do, hit star 6. Okay, we'll go on.
One key to mastering the science is to continually determine to model the qualities of appreciation and generosity in all that you do and in all your interactions with people and situations. This brings the natural fibers of your heart into a higher resonant field of beingness, whereby grace begins to flow through your consciousness into everything. It is just this sense of gratitude and reverence for nature and for all beings that actually delivers you into a higher dimensional experience of light, whereby you live beyond the veils of illusion that beat upon you in an attempt to draw you into the samsaric woes of the Dark Ones.
Does anybody know what it means to be drawn into the samsaric woes of the Dark Ones? The meaning of the samsaric woes. Well, samsara means the endless cycles. Is somebody speaking up?
It's Barbara again.
Good, that's okay, Barbara.
I read years ago something about how people can get a fascination with the grotesque and be drawn into all kinds of things like the ain't it awful kind of a syndrome, and when we're fascinated with grisly things in the news or on TV, you know, stuff that's real sensational or shocking, or, you know, or people love to gossip or, you know, tattle on each other and things like that. And it's so easy to get sucked into that frame of mind. It is very fascinating, and once you engage in it a little bit, it's like potato chips. You can't eat just one, you know. it has an addictive quality to it, and so you have to be really careful about where you put your attention, because you can get caught up in stuff, or even reading emails on the internet and all kinds of, you know, alarming stuff, you know, and, you know, when you spend too much time doing that, your mind just runs away with you. You can spend an awful lot of time and energy wrapped up in things that are not only not productive, they're counterproductive, because they waste your energy and they make you worry, and then you're not doing anything useful. And so anyway, I've had that experience a number of times, and I have to really get tough and sometimes just like go on strike from watching TV or looking at emails and things like that, because it's so easy to get sucked into that sort of thing.
That is so true. That is so true. And I know we need to pray for the youth who are so caught up in looking at horror movies and other things that are so samsaric. Should we say dark, darkening things?
And well, a lot of evil is very banal on
mm-hmm.
the surface. It's just stuff that's not maybe not overtly ghastly, but it takes up your time and energy and even your money, so that you can't be doing things that are more positive.
Right.
And it just kind of sucks your life away from you that way, in little ways.
Samsara also means the endless cycles of birth, suffering, death, and rebirth. And this continues, these cycles will continue for us until we've completed our karma by developing the bee attitudes and using the violet flame to transmute this karma, plus actions that we take of service, sacrifice, surrender, and selflessness. If you want to, any of you, if you have a pencil and paper, write down those four S's. Those are if you can live those four S's, a little bit of each one every day, you will be victorious and you will ascend. If you can think a little bit more about what God wants you to do through the day instead of getting caught up in what Angelina Jolie is doing and what's going on Insider TV and so forth. You all do tremendously well. So now we will go on with Elizabeth, or actually Claire DeLee.
Loved one, life upon earth is a shadowed existence, but you can always choose to look at the light of the blazing sun of your own divinity at any time and avoid the pitfalls of focusing upon unreality. Through a twist of the dial of your own attitude and through a positive mental and emotional framework, the glow of living within the flow of eternality is manifest for you.
So why is life upon earth called a shattered existence? Well, for one thing, in the Bible, in James 4:14, James says, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." I'm sure many of you have woken up and you've looked out your window, depending on where you live, and you've seen what we call fog. Or sometimes we call it truly fog, or there's different names for it, but you look out and everything is foggy and misty. Well, our life on earth is like that compared to our real life when we ascend or when we go to heaven. When I lived in the San Francisco Bay Area, we would often get up in the morning and everything would be foggy, and they would have fog alerts, and we would have to be very careful how we drove. And as the sun rose, it burned off and the day would become clear again. It was a very temporary vapor. Our life is a temporary vapor. And then let me just ask, how do you twist the dial of your attitude? Well, I don't know how you do it, but I'm going to share with you briefly how I am doing it. There is a procedure called EFT, and you can look it up on the internet under Dr. Joseph Mercola, M-E-R-C-O-L-A. He has a little search area on his website, and you can put in there anything you want. And he is very enthused about EFT, or emotional freedom tapping, or technique. And he teaches you how to tap. You don't even need to do that if you don't want to, but it's helpful. And I would recommend it to you because you can learn how to do it in 2 minutes. But if you don't want to do that, the other thing you can do is learn to start your statements out in the present, now. And that's the power of the words, I am. This is the present usage of yourself and what you are going to do. And so when you say, I am choosing to call on my higher self 3 times today, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can start out that way if you want. You can tap and say that, or you can just say it out loud to yourself somewhere in your house or in your business throughout the day. And you will do that. And you can, if there's something you want to have victory over, you can say, I am choosing not to eat any sugar, or I'm choosing to eliminate sugar from my diet today. You can write down whatever you want, but start out with the words, I am. That uses both sides of your brain. It's very powerful because that's the name of God. And you have God all about, around, and in you. You are God. So when you say that, it gives you that much more power to do it. You don't use words like, I want, I need, I can't. Don't use those words. That's rather a negative thing that I just said. But when you use those words, it pulls you down. It takes you out of the now. It says, I don't have something. If you say, I require, that's much more positive, for instance, than saying, I want or I need. So there is a book I'm going to recommend that you get called Conscious Language that teaches you how to speak to yourself positively in the now and also to other people. And if you really want victory in becoming more positive and joyous in your life, You will love this book. Okay, let's go on with Claire Lee.
You know some people who always seem to have something positive, loving, and encouraging to offer in every situation. These are the models for the Aquarian way of love. Because divine love lives within each of these conscious choices to raise and bless life. Developing this natural ability is easy once you generate that love flow first within your heart through a daily practice of appreciating your source and of entering into the light of your presence on a continuous basis. Graciously calling upon the Lord for the solution to every challenge, you await His word with joy and equanimity until His answer is fulfilled through a loving beatitude that comes just when it is most needed.
I hope you have a pencil and paper. When he says joy and equanimity, that means a balance and harmony to me. But if you have a pencil and paper, I'm going to ask you a question and see if you can come up with these steps that I'm going to share with you. So how do we generate that love flow from our heart? There are four steps that Claire Lee just went over. The first one is daily appreciation. Daily appreciation. Thanking God daily for everything you know. Thanking God that you are alive. Thanking you, God. Thanking your God, your Father, Mother, Self, your soul, which is the same as your solar presence, your over soul, and your I Am presence. They're all different names for the same Father, Mother, God that you have enveloping and embracing you as you pull it down and talk to him and her. So daily appreciation is the first one. You can write, make a list if you can't think of anything. Think of what you have, what you've been through successfully, that you're still alive and well. The second step is entering the light. And I do that through meditation and deep breathing. And I have a journal that I write in. I write down the things in the journal that I'm learning, and after I've meditated, I sit and I begin to write those things that my Father, Mother, God are leading me to write down as to what I should be doing right now. They correct me when I sit there and meditate on them. They redirect me. They say things to me like, Donna, speak positively. You did a good thing last night, even though you burnt the potatoes. You're still with us. It's not a major deal, even though it did take you half an hour to clean the pot. So what? They get me back into balance. And so what if you said a silly thing on the conference call meeting the other day? Nobody's going to hold that against you. Forget it. Move on. Live in the now. And they speak to me like that, and they encourage me, and they lift me up, and they say, you did well on this, and you did well on that. The third step is asking your Father and Mother God for a solution to the challenges that you have. So if you have a challenge, something that you just are trying to figure out, when you're in meditation, right at the end of it, or even during it if it pops in your mind, ask your Father and Mother God for a solution and expect it. It's amazing how it comes right to you. Now I want to mention here, Wayne talked about appreciating the sun, which is in direct contact with the great central sun behind it, and that's another study that we'll do one of these days. And then in direct contact with our solar plexus, which is where the sun of our presence abides partially. We have 8 chakras, of course, or 7 chakras, main chakras, I should say. And Wayne mentioned about going into his boss and getting a $2,000 raise. I'll mention that I was going through some difficult or challenging financial things here. And as I don't know how much of this had to do with being grateful to the sun and meditating with it each morning at the sunrise, but I had the sudden humongous blessing here recently, and I just praise God and thank Him for it because I'll be able to help many people. So we asked our Father, Mother, God for a solution to the challenges that we have. And the last step is to wake harmoniously with equanimity or balance for his or her answer. Wait harmoniously with equanimity for his and her answer. I say his, her, even though that's a duality. Our Father, Mother, God is all one, but it's so hard for me to live in that oneness that I still sometimes say Father, Mother, God, instead of just my higher self. I kind of like the mother aspect of God anyway. So, I'll just tell you one brief little thing that happened to me. I had to fly to Montana here recently, and I just dreaded the airplane flight because you have to go through so much, and you never know who you're going to sit by, and you don't know if they're going to want to talk to you or if you're going to want to talk to them. And so, I'm riding in the car up to Dallas with my husband, and we're praying. And we both prayed that I would sit next to somebody that would be adaptable, that would be comfortable to be with, that I could share with, that would share with me, and that I would learn something from it. So I got there, and the airport was busy and crowded, and the plane that I got on was crowded. Every single seat seemed to be filling up. And there was a man, bless his soul, who was sitting on the aisle seat of the row that I was in. I had to step over him and go to the window seat, and so there was the seat in between us, empty. And it didn't look like that man over there in the aisle seat was going to want to talk to me. He had earphones in his ears, and he was busy doing things that did not indicate companionship. When I suddenly looked up, and there, sitting down next to me, was my friend Mario. And Mario was going to the same place I was going. I had no idea he was going to be on that flight. And Mario got assigned to the seat next to me. And we had the most wonderful time of fellowship all the way. Now, I have to confess, I wasn't even sitting there with much equanimity or harmony. I was sitting there thinking, oh my, I wonder who I'm going to sit next to, instead of being positive. And yet God still honored my request. So, just briefly, that's daily appreciation, number one. Number two, entering the light through meditation, deep breathing, and writing in your journal. Number three, asking your Father, Mother, God for a solution. And number four, waiting harmoniously with equanimity for the answer. And now we'll go on.
The guiding light of your life is your sun's source. The pinnacle of spiritual achievement comes only when you realize that you already have all that you require right within your heart. For God placed it there when you were created in His loving image and in His glorious likeness. If God is the Son of all sons, then it is His cosmic expectation that every son and daughter of His heart will also model and lay fully within the sunlight of His or her own emanation of beingness as a divine birthright. Even a holy mandate or inner directive. The seed of light vouchsafed to you simply must come to fruition through your life lived to the glory of God, dearest one.
I would like to encourage all of you to read Genesis 1, 26 and 27, which tells us how we are all created in God's image by the Elohim. And thus we have his seed within us. His seed within us to become another God. To climb the ladder of hierarchy just as the masters are doing, and eventually become cosmic beings, just like Saint Germain became, just like El Morya became. So we see that the seed within us of light, the light of the threefold flame, of course, needs to grow and come to fruition by living our life through, for, and in, and by our sun source, which is our solar presence, our I am presence, our oversoul, our higher self, our Father, Mother, God. It's called the sun source here, in this case, and you see it and feel it greatly in your solar plexus. And this is the area of you that transmutes sometimes the most light. As you stand outside and you welcome the sunrise, which right now in Texas occurs right about 7 o'clock. And I sometimes am torn between, shall I get on the broadcast or shall I go on out there and honor the sun, which takes me 5 to 10 minutes. And I go out there and I say, Helios in Vesta, Helios in Vesta, Helios in Vesta. Let the light flow into my being. Let the light expand in the center of my heart. Like, let the light expand in the center of the earth, and let the earth be transformed into the new day. And I do that right as I see the sun rising in the east. And if you have not done this before, blink your eyes while you're doing it. Do not look straight at it because you're not used to it. And it may make it difficult to adjust to the inside when you come back in and it's darker. But I sometimes blink my eyes, especially if I'm a little bit late and it's still within the 45 minutes, I will blink my eyes. And then I will say 4 times, I am the sun, I am the sun, I am the sun. I am the one, I am the one, I am the one. Or I'll say, we are the one, we are the one, we are the one. And I will visualize the sun entering into my solar plexus. I have to confess, if Wayne's on here, I don't always wear wool socks. I sometimes just go out there in my thongs. And if it's really cold and wet, I may just leave my thongs on, but you do get a greater benefit if you're able to step on the grass or on the warm, sandy soil that we have in Texas, and it, you know, it is starting to get warm now.
Adana?
Yes.
It's okay to wear shoes while you're sun gazing, but try to avoid standing on grass or damp earth, because that'll drain the energy out of you.
Oh, thank you for telling me that, Wayne. That's very good. I hope you all heard that. Avoid standing on wetness, wet grass, or wet earth.
Or any grass.
Any grass. Okay, good. I'm glad to know that. So, we'll finish off now, and let's see if there's anything I missed here. Okay, here we go.
You have a pact with the divine, and that is to master the law of your own being through conscious love and appreciation in all things. From this holy beatitude, may you always be victorious. I am Claire DeLee, and I am continuing to see you playing in the fields of cosmic joy, day and night. Thank you, Blessed Heart.
Does anybody have any questions at this time or any comments you would like to make on victoriously weathering life's storms? And I'll just do a little read. Go ahead.
This is Rose, Donna.
Rose.
As a lot of you know, I've been through some experiences that have been very challenging and unpredictable. And I want to thank everyone for their prayers. I got exactly the right answer and exactly the right doctor. And my husband helped me, and it just kept coming back and coming back. And I went through 4 years of a lot of karma to find that, but I feel stronger inside. And in a little bit, I want to add to that a prayer before we close, but I wanted to thank everyone because it's very, very powerful, and I could feel every single prayer going through this whole apartment and through my body, and I'm very grateful for all of it, and I'm grateful for the experience. Thank you.
That's wonderful, and we're going to put you on the prayer list right now. Rose, I think you had surgery recently, and you're in the recovery mode, and we will be praying for that. I know that you were about to have it the last time I talked to you, and so we will be praying for the healing, total healing of your shoulder and of you in all aspects. Just briefly, I'm going to do a little summary of what we just did. Now, you know now about the duality of man and how this limits us. And we should all be on our way to more successfully handling these ups and downs of life. And you should know more about speaking to yourself and others using conscious, positive language. So if you just do this one thing, instead of saying, I need, say, I require, which could mean right now you have it, which indicates when you say, I need, that you don't have it. When you say to yourself, oh, Donna, you're so stupid. Why can't you remember what you just did? Or why can't you remember that you've got something on the stove before it boils over? You need to say to yourself instead, thank you, beloved Father, Mother, God, for reminding me of this before there was a fire, which is this happened to me recently. That's why I'm sharing it. And thank you for your love and your patience in teaching me alertness and teaching me lessons and reminding me to focus on what I'm doing. You have learned that this time on earth is just a shadow of what is to come, and you have learned ways to generate that love flow from your heart, those four steps. And lastly, you have learned that you came to this planet having made a pact with God to master the law of your own being through conscious love and appreciation in all things, which even means the challenges our government is giving us this day. And when we look too long, too often, at the sad things on this planet, it makes it hard to visualize this planet as beautifully, immaculately framed in violet light, growing, coming up higher, and raising all of us with her. The planet is moving up higher just as you and I. We are all moving up higher. We have a wonderful opportunity right now, as the light is down closer to the Earth than it has ever been before, which means a lot of people are learning how to meditate that could never do it before. So if you take that 3 minutes every morning and try to find another 3 minutes maybe at noontime and another 3 minutes before you go to bed and meditate with your Father, Mother, God, do that breathing exercise I taught you. Thank your body, every part of it. Thank your Father, Mother, God for the things that they have brought into your life and helped you learn. Do that every day. You will suddenly find yourself having some unique experiences that you haven't had before. Don't demand these experiences. Just wait and expect them. With equanimity. I like to say that word because I haven't said it much before. So now we're going to take some time, and I do want, Wayne, if you're still there, would you like to close in prayer, or any of our, anybody that's on the line would like to close? And then we will go after that and get other prayer requests, but we will seal this main session that we just had.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
In the name of my mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ, Buddha Self, and that of all on this teleconference call, we thank you beloved Claire DeLeese, for your words of wisdom and your inspiration to help us overcome our challenges and weather the storms of life. And may we go forth in God victoriously, overcome our problems, pass our tests, and make our ascension in this lifetime. We thank thee and accept it done in accordance with God's holy will. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Wayne. Okay, any of you that want to, or need to leave the class may feel free to do that. And those of you who want to remain and give me some prayer requests, please feel free to hit *6. Let's see, maybe I can just hear you all.
Donna?
Yes.
This is Rose. Am I interrupting someone else?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just, I would like a prayer, you know, Caroline's situation, that cord be cut that is keeping her from her children. And I just wanted to share with everyone a prayer. I would like to pray that love and truth and honesty and justice will soon become more manifest on the earth plane and each individual on the planet. Being more honest with ourselves and others and let go of denial. Let us give and serve wherever and whatever we can for others without being codependent. Let us open our consciousness to God so that we can speak and think and be with others from the heart connections with God and God's intelligence, and allowing us to let go of our fears and anxiety, bringing more peace within ourselves and growing exponentially around the planet and to all humanity and to our precious Mother Earth. And thank you all for your prayers, and I will pray for everyone as well, including you, Donna.
Thank you, Rose. That was beautiful. Does anybody else have a prayer request? Can you speak louder? Is there anybody else who would like me to pray for you? It's *6. I think I have Lee Lippert, who's sister just died unexpectedly. Are there any other prayer requests?
Hello, Donna.
Oh, yes, Minerva.
Thank you so much for all your prayers. Thank you. And I wish everybody a good night. Thank you.
We will be praying for you, Minerva. I know you have your challenges with your kidneys, your cough, your asthma, and your arthritis and things. We will be praying for you, healing.
Very much. Thank you.
Yes.
This is Carolyn.
Yes.
I have a request for my sister.
Uh-huh.
That she has had cancer in her leg, and that she will be cancer-free next time she gets shot.
Good.
In her lung and bone.
What's her name?
Elizabeth, or Liz. She goes by Liz.
Liz. Okay. We will pray for Liz.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, yes. Anybody else?
Hi, Donna. Hey, Donna.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you for all your help and all this wonderful love, labor love that you've done with us. I'd like to ask for an answer. She's been going through really hard times.
There's a lot of noise. Can you say that again?
This friend of mine who's going through really financial challenges.
What's the first name?
Gilma.
Gilma?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you can please ask God to allow to manifest financial abundance for her, please.
Yes.
She just I need it.
We will do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you for all the healing you've been sending me. I'm getting much better after my surgery. Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
God bless you.
Okay. God bless you.
Oh, can you just thank her. She can hear you.
Any other prayer requests at this time?
Can you hear us?
Ellen's lungs, Donna. Ellen's lungs and stomach.
Ellen?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She's had pneumonia and that's all scared out.
Okay, I've got Elwin down.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anybody else?
Oh, Donna, is Zola, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. It's I want to reiterate how I'm saying to thank you and everybody on the prayer line, and to reiterate for my mom a special prayer for her health and her wellness, and also everybody on the line too. And a special request for one of my patients.
Yes.
She got admitted to the hospital. She's all alone, doesn't really have family, and I just got news that she's possibly dying in the hospital.
What's her first name? What is her first name, Lola?
Oh,
Janice?
Yes.
Okay, I've got Janice down here.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Any other prayer requests before I go to prayer?
No, just my friends. Thank you also.
Okay. All right.
Because it's not attached.
Now, if you all hit star 6 again, you'll be able to hear me if you want to.
Donna? Donna?
Hello?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Judy.
Yes, Judy.
This is the first time now tonight that I've tuned in to you, and I thought it really enlightening, and I want to help in the prayer line, and also I want to thank everyone, precious dear heart, that have been listening in and been praying for everyone. So,
oh, wonderful. Yes, I will be contacting you, Judy.
Okay, I wanted to ask if anyone could pray for me. There's about three things. My right knee, a high blood pressure, and the passing of my husband, January 4th of 2009. It's
oh, my.
Difficult for me.
Of course.
So, I need some added strength or stuff to be alone and him being gone.
Right.
So of course anyone that can pray for me, I really, really appreciate it. I thank you from my heart.
Oh, listen, you're so welcome, Judy. We find it an honor to pray for you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody
can Wayne be reached from Australia? I have a friend who has lymphoma there, and it's all gone except for a lump in her groin.
Does she have, yes, does she have an email address?
Yeah, she has an email, but I would have to, I don't know what it is.
See if you can get an email address. That's the easiest way to reach Wayne, and he would be glad to help her.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and if you can call me later or send me a note, and I will be sure that he is able to reach her if I can get an email address.
Okay, and for Elwin's high blood pressure, too. He's gone through a lot with this experience with me.
Okay, I got that down. Okay, I'm going to pray now, and if anybody out, feel free to contact me, and I will add you to the prayer list. And if
Donna?
Yes.
This is Barbara. I have one little thing to add on.
Okay.
Philip's mother, Bernice Stabbert, is being put in a nursing home sometime in the next 2 weeks. She's 87. Her memory is really going downhill, and I think she's on her way out. Anyway, please pray for the right nursing home and for a peaceful transition from her house, but she's lived in for a long time into the nursing home situation.
Her name is Bernice?
Bernice Lucille Gabbard.
Okay, Bernice Lucille Gabbard.
Thank you very much.
Got her down. Okay, here we go. We call right now in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Daughter. We call in the name of all of the Masters who support light bearers and help us, Moria, Mother Mary, Claire de Lee, Lanello, and many, many other masters who love us and care for us, our Christ Buddhist selves, and our Father, Mother, God that's about us and in us and through us, our physical elementals, our souls, and all who sends light to us from the cosmos. We call to you, beloved ones, and we call especially to Mother Mary and Raphael and your healing angels for healing in all of these matters. We call for healing in all of Caroline's situation, the challenge with her grandchildren, her children, and all of her family. We call for healing in that situation. We call for healing for Rose and Elwin Williamson, for the healing of Rose from her surgery, for Elwin's pneumonia and his high blood pressure. We call for the lifting up of Lee Lippert, whose sister just died unexpectedly a few days ago. We call for the healing of Minerva Rice from her asthma, from her possible kidney problems, from her arthritis, and from any discomforts that she has. We call, according to your will, for the healing of Elizabeth, known as Liz, Carolyn's sister, who has had cancer. We just see the cancer leaving and going according to your will. And we also pray for all of these tonight, for them to learn the lessons that they need to learn from these experiences. I call for Anna's friend Gilma and the challenges that she's going through. We call for Gilma to experience the violet flame coming down within her and protecting and directing her. We call for Lola's patient named Janice, who's just been hospitalized and may be dying. We call for healing for Janice in this hospital situation. If this is right, if she should go, we pray for her peaceful going and for the angels to comfort her and give her great freedom from pain and all other concerns at this time. We call for Barbara's mother-in-law, Bernice Lucille Gabbert. We pray for her to be going into the right nursing home and for all the right arrangements to be made right now. And if she is meant to join the angels, we pray that she will do it in great joy. So for all of these, Caroline, Rose, Lee, Minerva, Carolyn's sister Liz, Anna's friend Gilma, Elwin, Lola's patient Janice, Judy, who has having problems with her right knee, with high blood pressure, with feeling alone, for the strength that she needs and the raising up of her spirits and her beatitude. We pray for all of this to be experienced in Judy's life as quickly as possible. Help her to know that she has a friend who sticks closer than a husband, closer than a brother, that is there with her at all times, and help her to fully know, recognize, and experience this friend. Help us all to do that this week and every week. Help us to learn to speak with positive, conscious language, knowing that the I am is so powerful in our lives right now and all about us if we just recognize in her. Thank you for all that you've given us, for all that you're going to do with us through this week. We send light and love to everyone on this phone call who's been on it or who's on it now. And we ask again these things in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, everybody, have a good week, and I'll be contacting you when we have our next class.
Great. Thank you so much, Donna.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne. Yes, if he's still there. Bye.
Thank you for everything.
And thank you, Claire Delee.
Claire Delee. I love that.
So my friend should call you to get a hold of Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Bye.